Now they have three, and they're both, they're actually, her and her husband are now pastoring a church in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, about 8 hours away. We appreciate your prayers. You know, when we left here on Sunday, the weather report, to put it in the lingo of the kids today, it looked like it was really going to suck. And it threatened us, but it never rained out any of our activities. It did rain a little. One time, just for safety, we gathered the kids in the basement because we could see a funnel cloud. And so I went out, the big man of God went out, and I prayed, and it got bigger. I said, Lord, this is not exactly what I had in mind, but it eventually got smaller and dissipated. But we have pictures of it, and I've never seen one actually doing this number. You know, it was like, and I'm responsible for 130 kids, and something like this shows up. Come on, Lord, I need some help here. Amen. But God was good all week. We ate way too much. My sister texted me yesterday, and she said the hardest thing about coming back from youth camp is what I'm going to eat for the four meals a day that we eat at youth camp. So she showed me a picture of some chocolate chip cookies she had just made, and I asked her if she would put some pecans in some and hold them for me for Monday. That way I could convince myself that I was eating a good source of protein, you know, if it's got pecans in it. So, you know how we do. Sometimes, you know, when we know something's wrong, we'll try to justify it in our mind. Amen. But our theme for youth camp was witness. I've got some shirts down here. They're, what are they, extra large and 2X and 3X. But I have some mediums and smalls on order. So when they get here, I will give them to you. Hold a shirt up, show it to them in case they don't know. Okay. Stand up, Bernie. Turn around, Bernie. Hold the shirt. Okay, that's the back. Thank you. Let the cameras, and that's the front. No. That's. No. We, at youth camp, you smalls and mediums are a hot commodity, okay? I just order extra larges and two extra larges for you all. So you can have a shirt. Where's my picture? There's my picture. Last week, we'll get started now. Last week, we talked about ancient Rome's influence on the world today, if you remember. We even brought it to our Capitol building. The picture on the right is the Roman Pantheon. It's the temple of their gods. Remember, they worshipped many gods. Okay, and I believe that Constantine in 323, you just want to see the red dot. Don't chase it. Okay, this is the Roman Pantheon. Okay, they worship many gods, and like I said, in 323 at the Council of Nicaea, with the 300 bishops at the time, Constantine embraced Christianity, did away with everything Jewish, and up to that time, most of the Christian church kept Passover, and they worshiped on Shabbat, okay? So after Constantine, no more of that. But if you look, there's the Pantheon, and there it is on our Capitol building. So you can see the influence of Rome, and it's all over. We have many, many sayings in our American government that are in Latin, okay? That was the language of the Romans. We are doing a class this fall. I've committed to doing a class on gods and goddesses, ancient gods and goddesses, and we want to tie it into spiritual warfare, prayer. So I don't want you just to give a class about the history of gods and goddesses. We've got to have some type of spiritual attachment to it. So in the next picture, in case you forget... Do, 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 do. While we're looking for the picture, okay. This is The ancient arch of Palmyra, Syria. It was, the arch was the entrance to an ancient temple of Baal. How many know Baal plagued the children of Israel all through their history, okay? Baal, the worship of Baal, or Baal, some people say, was marked by all kinds of sexual immorality, even to the point of child sacrifice. And so Baal is still plaguing us today. Isis tore the temple down. Isis later came back and tore the arch down. Okay. Scientists and archaeologists got together with modern technology, and they rebuilt it. And they rebuilt it, and they were going to take it to Times Square in New York, and the New York newspaper said, of Baal coming to Times Square. And what gives me a little hope is the people were mad about it. Don't bring that thing here. So they didn't. So they took it to London, England, and they set it up in London, England, at the same time of the Beltane ceremonies. Beltane means the fire of Baal. Okay? And Beltane is an ancient Celtic festival or worship, but its roots go back to Baal and the sacrifice of children. Baal is also called Molech in your Bible. Matter of fact, I was reading this morning that there are over 250 gods mentioned in your biblical text. Not 250 different gods, but 250 times an ancient god, a pagan god, is mentioned in your text. It'd be nice to know what they are, don't you think? So they took this thing from London to Dubai, and in Dubai they had the first world government organizational meeting, and I think I told you that Leon Musk, the guy with the electric car, was a speaker, as was Barack Obama was a speaker there. The One World Government Organization, they are a group of elite globalists that want to bring the world under a one world government and a one world religious system, okay? They took it from Dubai. From Dubai, it went to Florence, Italy for the G7 conference. Again, you have the wealthy elite who want that one world government, one world religious system, one world monetary system. And I want to say something about that right now in case you don't know. Why are we in a battle in America for our borders? Why do some people want open borders? Because they want, and they want a single-payer health system. It's to bankrupt America, to make America lose its exclusiveness, to lose its place in the world as an economic power. If you can do that, then it will be easier to bring America into a one-world government. Okay, how many of you know right now most Americans are not going to be governed by somebody in Europe? Amen. Amen. No way, Jose. All right, we have a constitution, and that is what should govern this nation. All right. I will say this about our Constitution and about our president. The president has nominated, just so you'll know, has nominated 188 individuals to federal judgeships. 123 have been confirmed. There are still 137 vacancies as of May 29, 2019. President Trump has appointed 2 Supreme Court justices, 40 U.S. Court of Appeals justices, and 64 of the U.S. District Court. We need to pray for those nominees. Why is that important? Because the president is appointing constitutional judges, judges that will uphold the Constitution, not activists who will pass laws. You remember?